is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palkin. A committee investigating the January 6th Capitol insurrection opened its first hearing today with a focus on the law enforcement officers who were attacked and beaten as the rioters broke into the building, an effort to put a human face on the violence of the day. Sagar Magani has this from Associated Press.
House committee investigating January's Capitol riot has opened its first hearing with a focus on officers who were attacked.
I reported for duty at the Capitol as usual early on the morning of January 6th.
From there, Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn and three law enforcement colleagues described a day of horror, rioters breaching the building while beating officers.
I could feel myself losing oxygen and recall thinking to myself, this is how I'm going to die, defending this entrance.
I had been beaten unconscious and remained so for more than 4 minutes.
At best, I would collapse and be a liability to my colleagues. At worst, be dragged out into the crowd and lynched.
The officers are testifying before a panel with just two Republicans, appointed by Speaker Nancy Pelosi. GOP leader Kevin McCarthy stopped other members from taking part, calling the investigation a sham. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Biden administration will speed up processing asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border while also fast-tracking expulsions of some migrant families, according to a plan unveiled by the White House today. President Joe Biden, a Democrat, had reversed many of the restrictive immigration policies of his Republican predecessor, former President Donald Trump. But border arrests have risen to a 20-year high in recent months, fueling attacks by Republicans who say that President Biden encouraged more migration. The 21-point plan aims to create a fair, orderly, and humane immigration system, but notes that it won't